Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 6:45. Houston schools are taking action to help some 20,000 Dreamers, students who have less protection since the Trump administration decided to phase out Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. Laura Eisensee reports.
The first thing the Houston School District did was blast out a message the superintendent was standing behind Dreamers. Then HISD launched a comprehensive website, where to get legal advice, how to still apply for college, and more. Josie Trevino is with HISD's Department for College and Career Readiness.
They can still apply for college. They are still eligible for state financial aid in the state of Texas, and that they still have something to hold on to. But in it, we also can provide those resources, maybe perhaps that legal advice.
Her department also trained dozens of college advisors from all of HISD's high schools on the latest on DACA and how to talk to students about sensitive issues like their immigration status.
My goal is to make sure that they still hold on to some sense of hope, and I can provide as much support as I can, but I can't fix it all. And that is my biggest challenge.
The Houston School District is also planning its third summit for Dreamers and their families later in December. In Houston, I'm Laura Eisensee.
A Santa Fe artist is getting attention for his use of holograms in a new exhibit. Spencer Beckwith reports.
Holograms are all around us. On DVD packaging, on book covers, driver's licenses, even the flip side of credit cards. And as a result, these small, shiny images have ceased to be noticeable. But for artist August Muth, holograms are something wondrous and magical. His iridescent images float in three-dimensional space, an exploration of the mysteries of light. His latest holograms are now on view in Santa Fe, and August Muth is with me now. August, welcome.
It's nice to be here.
We know a hologram when we see it, but most of us don't actually know what a hologram is.
Holograms really, in essence, are a manifestation of a natural phenomenon. It's structural color. And so white light hits the hologram, and the hologram acts as a sieve and selects out certain frequencies of the white light and reflects colors into space. Butterfly wings, many bird feathers, opals, they're basically like natural holograms. Many people don't understand that there's no pigment in butterfly wings, that the color in a butterfly wing is created by a small microstructure on the wing. It's called structural color. And that's basically what my pieces are also involving, is the structural color. What I do is I laminate multiple layers of glass, which have an emulsion, which actually captures the hologram. So they change with light. They change in different conditions.
To someone who hasn't seen your holograms, August, how do you describe what they look like?
Magic. It's very interesting to talk with people when they see the work. And some people, it sort of puts them into a state of almost infancy. Their eyes widen and they just experience something that they don't experience normally in our reality. Light in space floating out in front of the material objects. How can this blue rectangle exist in space? I have to touch it. Where is it in space? Often there's fingerprints on my pieces because people can't resist, even though they're not supposed to, they can't resist the temptation to touch this light.
Well, we see something, we assume it's there.
Right.
Has it been a challenge for you, August, to have your holograms recognized as art rather than as some sort of technological feat?
Absolutely. I've been making holograms for 40 years now, and it has always been a challenge to work in a media that people don't understand. They almost discount it as being a gimmick, whereas in reality, it's not the gimmick at all. Holograms are archives of light information that don't represent reality, but they are reality. How human beings see the world, this is the illusion. We look at light and process that light through our brain and through our perception, and we create this illusion we live in that we call reality. So it's a very interesting thing because most people will look at my work and say, oh, very interesting illusions, and they're not. They're the reality.
New work by Santa Fe hologram artist August Muth is on display now at OTA Contemporary on Canyon Road. To take a look at August's holograms, go to KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.